Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 2, The Origin and Nature of the Bible. Monday, the process of inspiration. Now when Peter goes on in this text, in his second letter, he writes in verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They spoke, holy men, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now that's interesting to read, isn't it? Here we see how did special information come to us humans, from the universe. God used special people, holy men, holy women, and he informed them in a special way, in a vision, whatever, and they got information from the mightiest person in the universe. And then, when they had got it from above, they spread it to their fellow beings. So a prophet is a key figure. And prophets have written. And therefore, we have the Bible. So the beginning is God speaks. This is the first point. To prophets, to holy people. And they inform other people. And because they have written it down, they've written down these precious words. We've got the Bible. And therefore we've got wisdom. And when you have wisdom, you will make wise decisions. And when you make wise decisions, you will be lucky. If you do not make wise decisions, you will be unlucky. It is so, isn't it? So, it's good to start with the right beginning and not to learn afterwards, oh, I should have taken a better beginning. Think first. Now, who can give you the best ideas? It's the one who created you, who invented you. He knows what is the best performance for you. Did you get what you want? Or do you want to act like the Rolling Stones who sang, I can get no satisfaction. Yeah, why so? They were rich, they were popular. Women fainted in concert when they started singing. They were high. So this pop group, they were honored. Why do they get no satisfaction? If you have money, if you have success, if you're rich, if you're popular, why can't you get satisfaction? Because of that. The wrong basis. you need the Word of God as your basis. Then you're on solid rock to build on. Money? Success? For how long? One day you're popular, after some time you're forgotten. If you're a star in sports, one day when you make it go, you're honored. Next time when the ball is above the goal and not inside, it's short. To be honored can be very, very short in time. But here we have the basis, the right one, forever.